I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Friday, December 8th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave a 5-star review with your best NFL take, any player, any team, your best 5-star NFL take, I will make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. All right, today I want to talk about kind of a story that's flying under the radar a little bit in the NFL, but I think after this weekend could become one of the biggest stories going into the final stretch run of the season, and that is the chance that Joe Burrow could overtake Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes for NFL MVP. I think he's been playing absolutely outstanding the past few weeks of this season, and if you look at his upcoming schedule, I think there's a real chance he could end up being in serious discussion for, again, passing Mahomes, passing Hurts, passing Tua, and stealing that MVP right out from under him. So let's look at what he's been doing these past few weeks. If you remember, the Bengals started off poorly. The Bengals, I believe they lost their first two games. It looked like they were potentially going to have a bit of a Super Bowl hangover. They've been on fire as of late. They're 6-1 in their last 7 games, and Joe Burrow's been the main reason why. I know their defense has obviously been playing at a higher level, but Joe Burrow over the last 7 games, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, leading the Bengals to a 6-1 record, including a win over Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe that's his third win over Mahomes. So he's shown he can go up against the best and beat the best. And I think that when you talk about narratives for MVP, the fact that Burrow beat Mahomes is going to potentially help him leapfrog him in the MVP discussions. But it's not just what he's been doing against Mahomes. Like I said, 6-1 in his last 7 games, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but he's been 4 straight wins as well. He beat the Panthers, the Steelers, the Titans, the Chiefs, 8 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's second in the league right now in touchdowns, second in the league right now in yards. And by the time the season ends, if you look at his upcoming opponents, he could end up being in the top in all of those. Potentially even, again, touchdowns, yards. I think he could end up in quarterback rating. Like, he is having the type of play recently where if he can keep it going, he's going to end up near the top of the league, if not at the top of the league in all those things. You look at his upcoming schedule: Cleveland Browns at home, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He goes to Tampa for that. At the Patriots, Bills at home, Ravens at home. Should beat the Browns. I think they should beat the Buccaneers. The Patriots, that could be a bit tougher in New England, but I think they win that game. Bills at home, that's going to be potentially the game that would decide it on where they finish and maybe even decide his chances of really winning MVP. I think that the Bengals are capable of winning that game. He's shown that he's capable of winning big games against great quarterbacks, but that would be the one where you would say, okay, maybe that's a loss. But then they finish the year with the Ravens at home. So in their final 5 games, I think there's a realistic chance this Bengal team finishes 4-1. which would bring them to 12-5 on the season. And depending what the Chiefs do, if the Chiefs slip up, if they lose two games, potentially with a better record than the Chiefs. The Chiefs right now are 9-3. Again, maybe they slip up and they end up with those five or six losses, and Burrow's right there with Mahomes with a win over him head to head. So I think when you look at Mahomes, Burrow could potentially pass him. Now, could Burrow pass Jalen Hurts? That's the tough question. That's going to be tougher for him to do. If you look at where Jalen is at right now in his MVP candidacy, 11-1 on the season. They're going to end up with the best record in the NFL. They're going to get home field advantage, I believe, in the NFC. He has 26 total touchdowns with I believe, four or five more games to go. He could potentially end up with 40 total touchdowns if you look at the teams he has. He has the Giants twice. I know their defense can be good, obviously, but at the end of the day, the Giants are an extremely overrated team where he should win both of those games. He has the Saints. Good defense, terrible team. He has the Bears, terrible defense. He could really put up big numbers against them. So while Burrow does have a schedule that's advantageous, Jalen does as well. And that Cowboys game Christmas Eve could end up being the game that really, much like Burrow's matchup against the Bills could decide it, that Jalen game, the Eagles game at Dallas, Christmas Eve, national spotlight, could end up deciding that MVP. But I think when you look at the three of them, Burrow is catching up for sure. And it's going to really, over this last month, be decided. And the thing that Jalen potentially could be held against him is if the Eagles do finish with that number one seed, if he maybe does rest the last game of the season, game and a half, if they're up big on the Bears, doesn't play as much then, is it going to impact his stats? I mean, the Browns are going to be fighting for their playoff lives. The Browns are going to likely be playing their starters until the last game of the regular season, whether that's for, you know, the division with the Ravens or whether that's fighting to be that five seed in the wild card. So Burrow is going to be playing a lot of competitive games. And from a narrative perspective, I think Jalen has that over both Mahomes, Burrow, and Tua. Tua would probably be second in the narrative thing. Jalen, obviously coming into the year, kind of playing for his career. The Eagles tried to trade for quarterbacks this past offseason. He's a guy not many people believed in coming out of Oklahoma. He had to transfer from Alabama. Like, he could kind of really have that narrative of, okay, this guy really took the league by storm when he had to. So that'll be on his side. Tua will have that too. Mahomes is not going to have it. Mahomes kind of deals with the Michael Jordan, LeBron thing where he's the best player in the league every year, but he doesn't win MVP every year.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The thing that could get Burrow over the top, though, is coming on late at the end of the season. The voters can be, you know, very in the moment people in terms of, all right, this guy finished strong. You look at Carson in 2017. I know he tore his ACL and missed time at the end, but he was the MVP, you know, for those first 13 weeks. And they forgot about that, even though the Eagles still got the number one seed. So the injury played a part in that. But at the end of the day, sometimes this last month of the season can really be the thing that dictates who's going to win that MVP. So Burrow's schedule, you know, Hurts has an advantageous schedule. I think Burrow does as well. It could end up being these two. And I'm really interested to see if Jalen can finish the year on a strong level. He struggled against the Giants in the past, but like I said a few minutes ago, even though the Giants have a good defense, I still think they're a bad team that Jalen should be able to put some numbers up against, especially with the fact that their offense is going to be struggling to score on the Eagles' defense. Jalen should get a lot of possessions in advantageous situations where he can put up big numbers. But for a lot of the season, you know, it was Jalen, it was Mahomes, it was Tua, it was those guys at the top of, like, all right, this is going to be a three-horse race. Burrow is definitely in that race right now. I mean, he has certainly inserted himself into the discussion, and I think it could be the final month of the season that decides who's going to be the MVP. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and that auto auto download button as well. You get all the latest episodes first when you hit that auto download button. But hit that subscribe button. It helps the show grow. And if you leave a 5-star review with your best NFL take, like I said at the top, best take on a player, best take on a team, best NFL take you got, I'll make sure to read on an upcoming episode of the podcast. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys on Saturday.